Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 23 of So What We Doing. So the title of this episode is called Believing, so I can continue on with the ink season. So are you living your best life for you? And I say yes, because I wouldn't be able to live my best life without God. I wouldn't be here today without God. God giving me a second chance to continue what I'm doing, to do it even better. So the main thing I believe in is God. Without him, I'm nothing. Without him being there for me, especially during the accident, I would have nothing. So that's a big part of my belief system and who I believe in, because it was installed in me as a kid. If I lose my faith, I don't think I would have anything. So this episode, I will be talking about more things that I believe in and like part of like how I am today and so on and so forth. So besides believing in God, I believe in love. Like, you could have seen that coming. I'm a hopeless romantic. So of course I believe in love. I've talked about this so many times. And more importantly, I believe in love. Like, I believe in love at first sight. And I believe in true love. And those, I feel like those two things are different. Love at first sight, I feel like, is when you feel like you see someone in particular, and you're drawn to them. So it's like, oh, maybe this could be the person for me and stuff like that. So that's love at first sight. And I feel like true love is like a person that you are truly meant to be with. Like, and you finally find that one day. So you do get your happy ending. And I talk about that a lot as well. So, and how do you get there? Like, what do you do to get to that point? I think in some way, in some form, we all believe in love. Like, we all do. Whatever type of love it is, like, whether it's agape love, brotherly love, motherly love, fatherly love, like, I guess friendly love, because you can love your friends and then eternally ended up turning into family. So it's different forms of love, but it's whatever you choose to believe and like show, because a lot of times people don't know how to show love because they wasn't shown it. So they don't even know where to start. So they get in these relationships, they don't know what they're doing. So here we are. So what are we doing? So for me, like, I believe that's why I turn to those movies and music, because it really put, like, I guess, some type of blueprint besides like seeing actual real love within people and experiences. But it's just like a movie or even a TV show always does it for me, because like that's something I desire, to actually have like some type of true love with someone. Of course, love at first sight, that's cool. But like, sometimes love at first sight can be lust at first sight. You tend to want somebody based off of physical attributes. So that is something waiting to fail already. So that ain't something you should be involved in. But if that's your thing, then that's your steez. I don't really care too much about that. Because like intimacy is a big thing, especially with dealing with love. It does deal with lust too, but especially with dealing with love, because like you don't want to just share yourself or like that experience with just anybody. So you can't be just going out here all crazy. But it's just a special thing. But like, you know, like you gotta experience it. So like sometimes you experience it with the wrong people. So you never know. But, yeah, that's something I long for. Like, it's not my main focus. Like, it's been times it has been my main focus. So that's like why I talk about it a lot on this podcast. I'm like, man, like that's something I definitely want. Like, it's a big desire of mine, but it can lead you astray too. Like I said, like I was, telling, like writing my story, but it seemed like I was trying to write my own love story. In a way, especially like with the book I'm writing, like I already got the love story written down with that. But it's like, again, with different TV shows, like there's a show, for example, called Jane the Virgin. And like she wants to be a teacher, but her real big dream is like to be a writer. And she ends up writing like a story. It's kind of based off of the little love fiasco or whatever that she goes on through the seasons. So like, and I think that relates to a lot of people because you don't know what type of journey you're on. So you want to like, I'm pretty sure people journal. So this can apply to anybody. So you might journal like the what you're going through at the time, like whatever you're dealing with throughout your journey. So it's like steps or a list of things like, okay, I could have did this differently at this time when I experienced this. So we got to like really dig deep and like reflect on certain things because like whatever you dealt with, like it should apply to what you're dealing with now. Like if you survive this or even the things that you know now, you definitely are more equipped to handle the things that you handled before or dealt with in the past. So you're more prepared right now in your present. So whatever the future holds, you're going to be 10 times prepared, hopefully. But it doesn't go that way. Life is a tricky game. So we just got to figure out what are you doing? Like, what is your end goal? Like, what are you working towards? And like, I love as much as anybody, probably some more than others, but like, I feel like it can't be my main focus. Like it comes distraction. Like I said, with women, it comes distraction. Cause it's like, okay, like, are you doing this? Like, or cause you're lonely or something, or you long for something like real. And I don't want to get too caught up in nostalgia. Like, okay, like I want a love story like this person. Like, some people have the greatest love stories ever. Like, but that doesn't mean you can't. Like, and I wouldn't rush it. Like, and that's, I have to remind myself of that as well. Like, timing is everything, and it's a time and place for all the things that you're going through, the things that you want. Like, it will happen, like, in time. Like, you progress. You have to keep working towards things. If you're focused on one thing, like, the whole relationship stuff and all that will come, like, just keep your head, like, focused and, like, locked in. So you can get those things that you desire. Because if you let it distract you now, like, it's going to be even worse later. So you don't, like, once you achieve those goals that you have, and then these things that you wanted and like desired, like it could cost you that depending on what decisions you make in life. So I believe like there's a love for everybody. Will it be the love that you dream of or you dreamt of before? Like since you was a kid, maybe like you never know. And I believe there's somebody for everybody. I don't know. I don't know who's for me. Like, I'm still trying to figure out, but I'm trying to focus on the things that I can change right now and the things I want to change because I want to do these certain things. Like, and you can't, like, another thing too. Like, I know people say you can't tell people dreams. I know I'm telling people I'm writing a book and all that stuff. Nobody's going to be able to shut that down. Like, I don't care if you're praying against me or whatever that, you're not going to be able to shut that down. Like, that's my own doing. Like, if I just happen to stop writing and I don't, that's not going to happen. But it is certain dreams that you, like, you can't tell people because they shut it down because their mindset is different from yours. So it really matters who you surround yourself with. Like, you have to be around loving energy. Like, you have to believe in yourself and you have to be around people that believe in you as well or 10 times more. Like I said, like at work, like it's literally one of them don't work there no more. It's probably three people. Well, hold on, let me recount. One don't work there no more. It's three that still work there. So I probably say that three that, well, hold on. Let me recount, because one of them listens to podcasts. And I'm like, if I listen to your podcast, I believe in you too. So I'll say it's four people that work there. One doesn't work there anymore. There's four people that work there that probably believe, because they know about my podcast and about my book and stuff. So they believe in me as well. And they want me to achieve whatever goals that I have set in mind for myself. And also, your goals don't have to, like, if you believe in somebody else's goals, you don't have to align your goals with them. Like, you have to make your own goals for yourself. Like, and don't change them just because you want to be like somebody else or like you're inspired by another person. You know what you can accomplish and you know what you can. He doesn't put too much on us that we can bear. You gotta push through. You gotta believe. That's a big part of this whole process of life. Like, you have to believe. Like, of course you have to see it, but you know, it's a bigger process than that. Like, your mindset and everything has to be aligned with what you're working towards. And the people around you as well. You got to have like-minded people in your circle. So if you got to remove people on the way, then that's perfectly fine. You don't want nothing to hinder you from getting to where you believe that you can go. So if you believe these people don't need to be around you, then that's what it's going to be. I don't ever wish bad on anybody or nothing like that. I want people to get great things. Like, I want good for myself. I want good for other people as well. Like, we're all living this life and like working towards something great. I believe, like, I used to tell people, like, when I was at this group home, like, just how much I believe in myself. Like, I believe I was meant for something greater, for something better. Not even to be famous. Like, I believe that one time too, but I'm like, I know that I'm meant for something more. I truly believe that. Like, I know that I am. Even besides the accident, like, that just shows it even more. But like, it's what I do now since then. Like, that's what makes the difference. So what I'm doing, that question is going to be asked a lot throughout my day, to myself. So, because I already know I'm living my best life. Like, I have a second chance. I know people are like, stop saying that. But, like, that's what it generally what it is. Like, I probably wouldn't be here today if things happened differently. If I didn't have my seatbelt on, probably too. Like, could have shifted. The glass could have shifted a different way. The windshield could have shifted a different way. Like, I could have been turned a different way in the car. The car could have been upside down instead of right side up. It's different possibilities. And don't let you being strong, like, make you feel like, oh, you have to deal with anybody's mess. Like, no, that's not what being strong is. So believe in your own success. And you have to actually picture in your mind, have a vision. That's what vision boards are for, is to actually get a picture, a physical picture of what you want to achieve besides the mental picture in your head that you are. Another thing is, I believe in family. Like, I believe I do. I have removed myself from certain family members as well, because it's certain things, and there's a lot of forgiveness that need to be worked on there too, because I don't know, but it's like, you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. So you believe people should act accordingly and like handle you a certain way and come at you a certain way. So if they don't, and people should view a certain way, not in a bad way, like, but if they are viewing a bad way, then you should remove yourself. And then that's what I did. But I got number love my family, like my regular family, my God family and everything. I just wish the best for people. But yeah, there's still some hurt there from my regular family, but like, that's just a work in progress. That's what therapy is for too as well. And I put my business out there. Like, of course, I'm back in therapy. Like, I feel like I should have been because of the accident. And that just shows what type of person I am in general. Like, and especially whatever I talk in this podcast, I try to hold myself accountable for this, like, for what I talk about. Like, whatever is talked up on there, like, I look at it as accountability account for me, because things change and sometimes you forget. So you need the reminder. So this is a reminder to myself to do what I need to do and like not lose focus. Like, it's good to hear it from yourself. Like, it's good to hear from other people as well, too. But when you hear it from yourself, it's like, okay, it's some real stuff. Like, you got to get it done. You can't let nothing get in the way. Like, you've been working hard for a reason. And I believe that. I really believe that. Like, I believe in myself. I believe in Blurred and Beyond. I believe in Space Treasure Gaming. I still believe in 90210 Gaming. I believe in this book. I believe in all my other future endeavors as well. Like, the things I have planned. I'm not going to talk about it because not everybody needs to know what I'm involved in or, like, any networking stuff. Like, but if you truly believe something, you have to work towards it, and you got to put in the work. So how else are you going to see your progress, or do you really want to succeed in what you want, whatever endeavor it is? Like, do you really want to succeed in it? Do you want to succeed in life? You want to succeed in love, marriage, family? Do you want to succeed in the career that you envision for yourself? It all starts with you. Reevaluate your mindset. Reevaluate it. Like, have a refresh. We just had a new moon. Like, look at that time as you reflect on yourself so your light can shine even brighter. But I'm going to end with reading this poem. It basically talks about seeing and believing. To go with this episode, if you will. I wrote it on August 10th. I didn't write it on August 5th. That's a lie. I finished it on August 4th. Well, no, it's where I wrote two different ones. I think this is the one I wrote or finished on August 10th, but I wrote it before then because this is the one I was going to read during my nephew's album's release get together. But yeah, it was finished on August 10th. But here we go. They say seeing is believing. What if I don't know what I'm dreaming? Will I sink or swim? Maybe they will help me or pull out their phones to catch this on. Life is a game and I'm the newest sim. But you have no idea, my light shines the brightest. I am the flyest, no matter how high your kite is. Some bonds are the tightest, so let's try this. Dreaming is believing, but sometimes I feel like I'm sinking. My consistency depleting. Working up every day. Waking up every day is the cycle repeating. Let's start fresh by deleting. They say seeing is believing in your progress. So all I see is success. And I'll read it again. They say seeing is believing. What if I don't know what I'm dreaming? Will I sink or swim? Maybe they will help me or pull out their phones to catch this on film. Life is a game and I'm the newest sim. But you have no idea, my light shines the brightest. I am the flyest, no matter how high your kite is. Some bonds are the tightest, so let's try this. Dreaming is believing, but sometimes I feel like I'm sinking. My consistency depleting. Waking up every day is the cycle. Let's start fresh by deleting. They say seeing is believing in your progress. So all I see is success. And that's another thing too. I do write some poems, or you can say that's spoken word. I have another one. I have to finish it. I'll probably do that today because there's a lot I need to start back writing. But I can write that too, because I wrote that on the day of that day that it was going to happen while I was in the hospital. So it has relevance, but it's not finished. But here we go. A big topic is male masculinity. I guess is an identity crisis. Many people still trying to figure out who Christ is. Man, I am a god. I may struggle with my feelings inside, but I don't have a problem hiding my pride. Divide and conquer. And that's how I ended. But it's not finished. I have to write more. Then I'll post it. But everyone is an unfinished product. And you have to believe that you will become whole. Not that someone else, not a physical person will make you. You have to see that. Realize that. So don't start. Stop looking for success in other people or your success partner, because that's what you end up being when you're married. You have marriage is about partnership. It's a big process, and we got a lot to learn. People still have a lot to learn. You're learning from different people of different ages, but just go out there and succeed as much as possible. So this has been the Airbrand Podcast. Stay tuned for more. Season 4. Like I said, hopefully I do something new. I'll be going live I try to go live on TikTok and do a little thing. But yeah, I really enjoy the Ing season. And just in case anybody forgot, the Ing season is this. It's I-N-G, but it's I and God. Because it's about me and God. So I'm going to talk more about that within, to let it flow into the different episodes and with other people that I have up here. Because you have to share your story, whether you're writing it. But yes, you can follow me on Instagram at JR to the Throne. JR Designs. My business is called Air Designs. You can find it airdesigns.com. You can follow me on Air Gaming, 90210 Gaming, the group channel, and the new group, Space Ranger Gaming. And also listen to the Blurred and Beyond podcast. We have a great interview coming up Thursday, for us to probably do some great things with that. But y'all stay tuned, and I appreciate for everybody that's still listening and everything. But yeah, see you.